翻到彼得前书第二章，You also, living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。请我们再翻到《以弗所书》第一章。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Just as been chosen in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁。
Having redeemed us to adoption as sons by Christ himself, according to good pleasure of his will.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞，这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。
Now, I want to take a letter to read this passage from a different translation.
我想借着这个机会，从另外一个翻译的版本读给大家听。
The New Living Literal Translation.
就是新的照着字义翻译的同一个版本。
So, the language is very plain, very language is very plain.
这个翻译用的语文是非常的平易近人，很容易能够抓住它背后的意思。所以请大家留意的听。
Long ago, even before he made the world,
在许久以前，甚至在他创造世界以前
，God loved us and chose us.In Christ, to be holy without fault in His eyes.
神爱我们，并且在基督里面拣选我们，使我们成为圣洁，而且在他的眼中没有任何的错误。
His unchanging plan.Has always been, he has always been to adopt us in his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this gives him great pleasure.
那他不改变的计划一直是要来接纳我们进入他自己的家庭，把我们借着基督耶稣带到他自己的面前。
So we praise God for the wonderful kindness He has poured out on us because we belong to Him or we belong to His dear beloved Son.
刚才最后有一句话逗我们三天，而那样做。
给他自己带来极大的喜悦。所以我们赞美神，为着他那奇妙的恩慈，他向着我们每一个人所倾倒下来，因为我们是属于他自己亲爱的儿子。
That's all the scriptures we're going to read.
这是我们今天晚上所要读所有的经文。
From these few verses we find in the opening page,
在以弗所书我们所读这几节的经文里，
we come to a very clear conclusion.
我们可以来到一个非常清楚的结论。
What was really in God's heart before the creation of man?
在神还没有创造万有之前，在他心中对着人的意念是什么呢？
Before he
worked,
he already had a plan.
在他工作之前，他已经有了一个计划。
And this plan for man, that man was created for the purpose so that man will be acceptable in his eyes.
这一个向着人的意念，神要创造人，乃是要使人在他的心目中是可蒙悦纳。我想我还要再重复一
次。Man was created for the purpose of being accepted by God.
神创造人是为着一个目的，要使人在神的心中是可悦纳。
Because God, whatever God creates, must be good.
因为神他所创造的必须是美好。
What God creates must be according to His will.
神所创造的都必定是照着他的美意。
And therefore, what He created must be acceptable to His sight.
所以他所创造的必须在他的眼目中是可悦的。
And so before man created, God already determined that He wanted people.That he will put them in Christ Jesus so that they will be holy without blame before him in love.
所以在人还没有创造之前，神在他的意念中就有对的人，就是要心，就是要人在他的爱子耶稣基督里面是可蒙悦纳，没有瑕疵，没有斑点。
And so in God's creation of all things.In man, he had his highest thought for them.
所以，当神创造人的时候，在他的创造中，人是他那最高的心意。
So when God said, "Let us make man,"
所以当神说让我们来造人的时候
，according to our image and according to our likeness,
照着我们的形象，照着他的样式。
God is saying.This man and God agree will be acceptable to me.
在那里，神所说的话来自这个我要创造的人，必须是我所能够悦纳的。
That is God's intention for each man that He created.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这才是神对他创造的每一个人的那个意思。
God never wants us to be unacceptable to me.
神从来没有一个意念让我们在他眼中是不能被接受的。
That is not God's thought.
那不是神的意念。
We are unacceptable to Him is because of our own undoing.
我们所以在他眼中不能蒙悦纳，乃是因为我们的行为。
We are being accepted, unaccepted as we are now is not because God's thought. It is our own will.
我们如今所以不能被他悦纳，不是神的错误，而是我们人的错误。
God's intention for man is that man should be acceptable to Him and His sons.
神向着人的意图乃是对他而言和对他儿子而言，人是可悦纳。
So what that reason to settle?
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我们要确定。
God never intended us to sin.
神从来没有一个意愿让人犯罪。
And for us to be acceptable, in His sight,
要我们在他的眼中是可悦纳。
We find in the book of Genesis,
我们在创世纪里面看见。
Once man was created,
当人一被造出来
they were brought in front of that tree of life.
他们就被带到生命树的面前。
God is telling man,
神告诉人说
，You are accepted by me.
你是被我所接纳。
You are accepted by me is dependent on this tree of life. This tree of life is the key of your acceptance by me, and you are acceptable to me.
这一个生命树乃是你能够被我接纳，并且被我喜悦的。
And that's why when the earth and man is created, God offered His very life to man.
这是为什么当人一被创造的时候，神就将他自己的生命要赐给。
Because God's life is our way to be accepted. God's life is that's why for being acceptable to Him.
因为神自己的生命乃是我们能够被神接纳和被他喜悦的唯一的道路。
And so we read that, we find that, we find that verse in First Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
所以我们可以从以弗所书第一章第四节里面看见。
So before the foundation, God's thought was that we should be holy, blameless before Him in love.
就是神从创立世界以前。在基督里拣选了我们。
That was being accepted by Him and being accepted to Him, God saved us in Christ Jesus.
为着要能够在他面前可被接纳，并且蒙喜悦，才会把我们放在耶稣基督里面。
Because in God's sight, there is only one person who is totally acceptable in His sight.
因为在神的眼中，只有一位是他能够完全可。接纳并且喜悦
，and that is the love of our Lord Jesus.
那乃是他的爱子，我们的主耶稣。
And so for Him to accept us and for us to be acceptable to Him, God placed us in Christ Jesus.
所以为了要叫他能够接纳我们并且喜悦我们，神就把我们放在耶稣基督里。
Now I want to read another verse.
我要读另外一处的经文。
It's First Corinthians 1:30.
在哥林多前书第一章第三节。
Okay, now I want to read this from the New Literal Translation.
我要再从新的字义翻译版本。
So you listen carefully, okay?
所以请大家注意的听。
God alone made it possible for you to be in Christ Jesus.
唯有神自己使那可能的。对我们来讲，可能的就是我们能够在基督耶稣
里。Now we are in. God alone made it possible for you to be in Jesus Christ.
神自己使我们能够在基督耶稣里变成可能。
唯有神 ，Only God，
唯有神
He made it possible.
可以使他成为可能。
Only God alone can make it possible for us to be in Christ Jesus.
唯有神自己能够使他变成可能，使我们能在基督耶稣里。
那当然是万分开心的。
这乃是神的作为，把我们放在基督耶稣里。
And once we are in Christ Jesus,
当我们在基督耶稣里之后
，He is the one who made us acceptable to God.
他乃是那一位使我们能够被神所悦纳。
I think this useful I want to share. I think it's very crucial, very important.
我想这几个意念我要跟大家分享的是非常关键、非常重要。
Only God alone has the power and the love to put us in Christ Jesus.
唯有神自己有那个能力和爱，把我们放在基督耶稣。
Because only Christ.Who is the one that can make us acceptable to God?
因为也唯有基督，他是那一位能够使我们在神的眼中是可悦的。
So what is God's standard for our being accepted and for our being acceptable to Him is all in Christ Jesus.
神叫我们能够被他接纳，并且蒙他喜悦的那个标准，都在。
So apart from Christ, God accepts nothing.
所以离开了基督， 神什么都不接受。
God only accepts that which is of His Son。
神只能接受他独生
子。So, but the one who accepts that, therefore he given His Son for the pleasure that is His Son。
因着他要接纳我们，所以他就把我们放在他的爱里。
That is God's thought for all of us.
这一个意念乃是神向着我们所有人的。
There is no thought higher than this thought.
没有一个比这个更高的意念。
There is no thought more precious, more dear to us than this thought.
对我们而言，没有更亲切、没有更高的这些意念。
But unfortunately, man makes himself unacceptable to God.
然而很不幸的，人使得自己是变成神所不能接纳。
By not listening to God's word，
借着不听神的话语
，unbelief makes us unacceptable to God。
不信使我们在神的眼中变成不能接受的。
Believing in Him makes us acceptable to God。
相信他。使我们在他的眼中变成可以接纳。
And for instance, our being and acceptance to Him is not His fault, it's our own doing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不能够被神接纳，不是神的错，而是我们的行为。
But God will not give man up.
但是神却从来不放弃人。
Because He created man to be acceptable to Him.
因为他创造人的时候，是要人能够蒙他所喜悦。
And thank God for that unchanging will of His.
这是我们要感谢神，这是他不改变的旨意。
So after Adam sinned against God,
所以当亚当犯罪得罪神之后
，God will not give up our parents.
神并没有把我们的始祖放弃。
Because when they make themselves acceptable to God,
当他们使自己在神的眼中不能接纳
，of course it was their shame, it was their loss.
当然，这是他们的羞耻，也是他们的损失。
But the loss to God is bigger than the loss to man.
但是，这个损失对神来讲呢，比对人来讲要更好。
Because man was committed to be acceptable to God.
因为神。造人的时候，只要人在他眼中可蒙悦纳。
And so when man becomes unacceptable,
所以当人变成不能接纳的时候，
就会是 big loss to God。
那个对神来讲，也是一个大的损失。
Of course, it's our loss as well.
当然，对我们来讲也是一个损失。
And because it's love, because it's unchanging will to all men.
然而，因着他的爱和他向着人的不改变的旨意
，In a shameful lost condition, God saw them out.
在他们那个可羞耻的失落的光景里面，神来寻找他。
So God woke and called the day and asked Adam, "Where are you? Where are you?"
所以，当天气晚了，有阳光的时候，神在园中行走，呼喊说：“亚当，你在哪里？”
So to retrace the history.Of man in the Bible.
若是我们来查考圣经和人的历史
，from beginning to the end，
从开头到结束
，the one work that God is doing，
神一直做的一个工作
，is restore man so that man can be acceptable to God，
乃是恢复人，使人在神的心中变成可蒙悦纳。
For that, that's pleasure.
因为那乃是神所喜悦的
，That will give God delight.
那是神的心欢喜
，And therefore God never gives man up.
所以神从来没有放弃过。
And fortunately, we think ourselves.
很可惜的，我们却放弃我们自己。
So why did God leave? God saw Adam out.
所以就在伊甸园里面，神就来寻找亚当。
Now you know. So Adam.And you, they try to cover up their shame.
我们知道亚当和夏娃，他们想要遮盖他们自己的羞耻。
And the reason why we cover our shame is that we hope somehow in our own doing, God will accept us.
我们要遮盖自己羞耻的原因，乃是我们认为借着我们自己的行为，神能够再接纳。
But it's not an acceptable
law. 但是呢，在神的眼中。 是不能接纳的。
And so we find the scripture right there after his death.
所以我们在圣经上，在他们刚刚失败的之后，
and we read, that God called our first parents with animal skin.
我们看见我们的神为我们的始祖用兽皮做了衣服，用皮做衣服。
So the covering of that shame was provided by God, not their own provision.
所以他们所以能够遮盖羞耻，乃是神所预备的，而不是他们自己制造的。God
is saying to us,
神乃是对我们这样说，
to cover our shame,
要遮盖我们的羞耻，
and to find a way back to God,
并且要找到一条路回到神那里。
That way alone must be provided by God himself.
那唯一的道路必须是神来预备。
So God clothed our first parents with the animal skin.
所以神用兽的皮子做衣服为我们的始祖穿的。
On one hand, it covered their shame.
一面来说遮盖了他们的羞耻。
On the other hand, it tending to us for their approach to God in the right way, they have to rely on another life other than themselves.
从另外一面来说，神好像暗示给我们看见，要回到神的面前，那一条道路，就在我们自己乃至另外一个生命必须牺牲。Because
we are now unacceptable.
因为我们现在在神的眼中，我们不能接纳。We
need another life that is acceptable to God to cover our sin and to be in us the acceptability to God.
我们需要另外一个生命，在神的眼中是可容悦的，他来遮盖我们，并且进到我们里面，帮助我们蒙神悦纳。
And that's what we find in the offering of Abel.
这乃是我们看见亚伯所献上的祭的意义。
Now the emphasis of the offering of Abel is not so much of our sin being forgiven.
在亚伯的祭里面，他所强调的并不 光在于我们的罪得着了赦免。
The emphasis of Abel's offering is not so much of our sin being forgiven, but our acceptance before the Holy God. We cannot offer an animal at the fact without that animal being killed.
我们可以确定的，就是我们献上那个牲畜的是由若不将它杀了是不可能的。
On the other hand, there is no true acceptance in God's sight unless sin has been dealt with.
从另外一面来说，就是我们罪不得赦免，神也不能悦纳那个祭。
But in God's heart, the emphasis, what is dear to Him, is not so much our sense of guilt, but it's our acceptance to Him.
但是在神的心中，对他所重要的不仅仅是罪得的赦免，乃是我们在他心中能够蒙悦纳。
Now with that, our sins forgiven is very important.
对我们而言，我们的罪能够蒙赦免，那是非常重要的。
But with God, our acceptance is even more important than our sins forgiven.
但是对神而言，我们在他心中蒙悦纳。比罪得赦免要更重要。
With that, forgiveness is the end. We have seen our goal.
对我们来讲，得不赦免，那就是我们的目的。
But with God, forgiveness is just the process of us being accepted in Him.
但在神的眼中，罪得赦免只不过是一个过程，让我们在他的眼中可蒙悦纳。
And what God forgive you and forgive me.
弟兄姊妹们，神赦免你，也赦免我。
It's not that we are forgiven and that's it.
并不只是说我们蒙赦免了，那就是全部。
But the end, the purpose of our sin being forgiven is our acceptance in His sight.
但是它的结局和目的，乃是在他的眼中，我们变成可悦纳。
And so once we went here, the table offer that animal and said.And the law had respect for Abel and his sacrifice.
所以在这里记载，当亚伯献上羊的脂油和那个羊，那么神就看重了亚伯和他的动物。
So for the sacrifice, the emphasis here is not so much for sin to be forgiven, but our acceptance before the Holy God.
所以在这里，祭物不仅仅是指的我们的罪得和赦免，乃是在。圣洁的神面前，我们变成可悦纳。
Forgiveness meets our needs.
赦免满足了我们的需要。
But acceptance meets the heart of God alone.
但是可悦纳使神他的爱心得着满
足。Now I want to touch just a bit on the offering of Cain.
我也要稍微讲一点该隐的事。
Okay, now Cain's offering was rejected.
该隐的祭物是不蒙悦纳被拒绝。
Now I'm sure you know that this of what you think is the best to God.
我们确定的都知道，该隐是献上他最好的
感觉。And that is the work of his own hand.
那乃是他手所做的工作。
And the fruit of this curse were
在这一个被咒诅的地上所产生的结果。
Can you stop the breath?God to accept what he offers.
在该隐的心中来讲，神应该接受他所献上。
Because in the whole explanation, what he offers to God was good enough and God.
因为在他自己的目的里面，他所献上的应该是神可以接受的。
But without realizing the extent of goodness and God's standard of goodness are far so far.
但是他并不明白，他所站的那个好和神的那个美善之间有很大的区别。
Now he did not give offer a wrong offering, the offering that God rejects.
虽然他献上的是一个错误的祭，那么那个祭呢，也是神所不能接受。
But God did not give him a reason.
神也并没有把他放弃。
God came and talked to him.
神就特别来找该隐说话。
Okay, now we can read verse 5 and verse 6.
现在我们来，我们可以来读第五节第六到第七节。
But God did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell.
只是看重该隐和他的公物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
Now, you know, if God could at this point and just say, forget about it.
人在这一点上面会不会这样说呢？我们就放弃了。
You did the wrong thing.
因为你做错事。
You make yourself unacceptable to me.
你使你自己对我而言是不能接受的。
So that's it.
所以呢，到此为止。
And that was the thing God was totally right about.
神在这件事情呢，他有这样的看法。
So God, you just couldn't be saved away from Cain and his method.
神可以呢，向该隐反背，而且告诉他说到此为止。
But God always do all walk on the extra mile.
但是在爱中永远走第二步。
Okay, so we read verse 6.
所以我们读第六节。
God spoke first.
神先说话。
God said to Cain, why are you angry and why has your countenance fallen?
耶和华对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变得脸色呢？
Now if you do well, you will you not be accepted? If you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is sweet, but you shall rule over it.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制止他。
Now this is another version that I want to read about this passage.
这是另外一个翻译版本，我要再读的一个经文。
The Lord says, "Why are you so angry, and why do you look dejected?"
The Lord says to Cain,
"Why do you look so angry, and how do you feel dejected?"
神对该隐说，你为什么这样的生气呢？而且神也问他说，为什么你看起来要被弃绝了？
I think God said more.
那么神再说了，
You will be accepted. You respond the right way.
若是你是在一个对的方式里面回应，你就能够被接受。
If you refuse to respond correctly, then watch out. Sin is waiting to attack and destroy you.
若是你拒绝到一个对的方式来反应的话，你就要留意，因为罪在等候着要攻击你，并且毁灭你。
God said, "You be accepted if you respond the right way."
神说的，若是你用一个对的方式来回应的话，你就可以被接受。
Now, if you somehow respond the right way.
我们知道人家我他用了一个对的方式来回应。
And somehow Cain don't fall onto the right way and resorted to doing his own way.
而该隐呢，他却没有抓住那个对的方式，他用他自己的错误的方式。
Now both children they belong to the same parents.
这两个孩子他们是同一个父母所生的。
They saw their parents.
他们看见他们的父母。
They saw their parents' clothing.
他看见他们父母所穿的衣服。
They knew that their parents' clothing was not their own provision or God's provision.
他们知道他们父母所穿的衣服不是自己预备的，乃是神所预备的。
And somehow, through God's provision of their clothing, they can cover their shame.
而借着神给他们预备，他们能够遮盖自己的羞耻。
Now, when shame is covered, that is ground for us to worship.
当羞耻被遮盖了，那乃是我们能够进到神面前的那个立场。
So the covering of us,
所以我们的遮盖
is for approach,
乃是为着进前来。
Now that is rather, he put it in a very beautiful.
有一位弟兄他用一个很美的方式来说，
He says God always gives light for faith to act upon.
神永远赐给我们亮光，好叫我们的信心能够来运用。
You may repeat it again.
那我再说一次。
God always gives light for faith to act upon.
神一直赐下亮光，为着我们的信心能够来运用。
那我这样好，
我举一个例子。
How are we saved? How are we saved? How are we saved?
我们是怎样得救的呢？我们怎样蒙主的拯救
？What is ground for our faith upon? 是什么？
我们信心运用的那个立场根基是什么呢
is somehow the Holy Spirit we see the difference.
乃是借着圣灵使我们能够看见我们的罪。
And that's all.
但这全部不是全部。
That is a preparation.
那乃是一个预备。
But all things like Holy Spirit show up the same.
但是最后圣灵乃是要向我们启示我们的主。
Because in Him is true deliverance.
因为唯有在祂里面才有真实的拯救。
And when we see that provision,
当我们看见神的预备,
and when we say,
我们可以蒙拯救,
by the finished work of Jesus,
借着主耶稣基督的完成的工作,
we act upon that, with our faith acts upon that.
我们的信心乃是根据于那个而行动。那么我们就得救。God gives life to us, we are sinners. 神赐给我们亮光，让我们看见自己是罪的。Without divine light, none of us will admit we are sinners. 没有神圣的光照，没有一个人能够承认自己是罪的。Also,
the divine light shows us Christ is the way.
并且那个神圣的 光照让我们看见基督乃是道路。And
so faith acts upon the light that given to us.
所以信心乃是道路赐给我们的亮光来运用。So
in my thinking,
所以在我的思想意念,
able acts upon that light.
亚伯乃是照着那个亮光来行动。
But Cain refused to act on that light upon them.
但是该隐却拒绝照着那个亮光。
Cain thought that his way is just as good as God's way.
该隐认为他的道路跟神的道路一样。
But his way was the way of rejection.
但是他的道路乃是被拒绝的道路。
And Cain's way was the way of acceptance.
亚伯的道路乃是蒙接纳的道路。
Because in Christ there is forgiveness.
因为在基督里面还有圣。
Because Christ is our deliverer.
并且基督是我们的拯救者。
Christ is our sanctification.
并且基督是使我们成圣的。
Christ is our acceptance before us.
基督乃是我们在神面前可被接纳。
And so Abel's offering was accepted and Cain's offering was rejected.
所以亚伯的祭物被接受，而该隐却被拒绝。
And so the power of the gospel is not on our sins forgiven. The power of the gospel is for
us. 所以福音的那个中心不是我们的罪蒙赦免，乃是我们在基督里面蒙悦纳。God
gave us a price. It's not just to forgive us. He paid the price to gain us for himself.
神付了那极重的代价，不仅仅是为着我们蒙赦免，乃是使我们能够被悦纳。So
Abel's offering was for acceptance.
所以亚伯的他借的祭物乃是为着被接受。Because
God was pleased.
因为神得到了喜悦。Because
He knows He knew what's in that heart.
因为他知道在神的心中是。
is to gain Him, not what He can offer up to you.
乃是要借着他所献上的来得到他的恩典。So
what is that? It's very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们，那是非常重要的。Now
in our experience as the Lord's people,
我们作为神的子民，我们的经验，
His work with us,
他在我们身上的工作，
Now there are two sides,
有两方面。
Our new birth is for our acceptance.
我们的重生乃是要我们能够被接纳。
But our consecration is for His acceptance.
但是我们的奉献自己乃是为着他能够接纳。
Now, brothers, to me that is very crucial.
弟兄姊妹们，那对我来讲是非常重要的关键。在我们基督徒的经历里，We
know we are accepted.
我们都知道我们已经被接纳。But
we have to be honest. Not all of us live a life that accepts the Lord.
但我们都要向自己承认，诚实的承认，不是我们。 所以我们每一个人在神的眼中看都是可喜悦、可悦纳。So
that is what the Lord is really at.
所以那才是神真实所要求的。Our
total acceptable
living. 我们要完全在他面前这么悦纳。I'm
just going to overview on some of the books we find in the Bible.
所以我们要快快的来看一下在圣经中的几卷书。
Okay, now we're not going to the specific chapters or verses.
我们不会去读特别的章。
And just have overview.
我们只是一个总览。
Exodus, the first 15 chapters of Exodus is for our acceptance.
在出埃及记的头15章。 乃是为了叫我们能够被神接纳
Just like the book of Romans
正好像罗马书
From chapter 1 to chapter 11
从第一章到第十一章
It's for our acceptance
是为了我们能够被接纳
So if you read some of this more contemporary translation
如果我们读一些现代的翻译版本
For example, the word justification
例如这一个称义的意思
Or the word equivalent to the age
或者那一个和好的这个
It translates as we are now acceptable to you
那被翻译作我们现在在他眼中是可悦的
We are justified
我们被称义了
Because we are now acceptable to you
因为我们现在对他而言是可接纳
We are accepted before you
我们在他面前 被接纳,
and then from chapter 12 onward,
然后从12章以后,
it's all about our being acceptable to him.
那乃是讲到我们在他面前可得荣悦纳,
because to know that it's acceptable to him, we need to live consecrated.
因为要认识我们在他眼中是可悦纳的, 我们必须要做一个奉献.
And for this, look at those two verses.
所以我们请大家一同读罗马书12章的2节。
Romans 12:1-2.
罗马书12章1-2节。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will.
所以弟兄们，为神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。 你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，除要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，向你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Now being accepted and being acceptable，
被接纳和蒙悦纳
are two ends of one thing，
这是一件事的两端。
On this end is our being accepted.
在这一端乃是我们被接纳。
But the other end is our being accessible.
但另外一边乃是说到我们在他眼中是可悦纳。
But between accepted and being acceptable, there's a process.
但是在被接纳和蒙悦纳之间有一个过程。
We are wrong in that process.
就是我们在那个过程中错误了。But
we are not in that process. We are not on the basis of that process. But we need to be.
现在我们是在那个在两端的那个过程中。
We are now. We know we accepted. We know we are not accepted.
我们知道我们已经被接纳了。
And God is working in us to make us acceptable to Him.
神现在在我们里面做工，在这个过程中带我们到蒙悦纳的那一刻。
When we accept Him,
念， then God's heart will be delighted.
当我们在他眼中是可悦的，那么神的心就喜悦。
That will be excited to be.
那个叫他的心欢喜。
Because we are all created to be acceptable in His eyes.
因为我们每一个人都是被创造，要在他的眼中是可悦的。
So the first 15 chapters of the book of Exodus.
所以在前面的十五章，就是在衰季的头十五章。
Those chapters are for our being accepted.
那些章节所讲到的呢，是我们能够被接纳。
But from chapter 25 onwards,
但是从二十五章以后
，it is for our being acceptable in His eyes.
乃是为着我们在他的眼中可以成为可喜悦可悦的。
Because from chapter 25 on, we see that the people that are consecrated totally to the Lord.
因为从二十五章开始，我们看见一般的子民，他们完全将自己献给神。
They offer themselves not to God, for God to work that acceptability into them.
他们将自己献给神，好叫神能够把那个可以接纳的信使坐在他们里面。
And from chapter 25 on, all the furniture, all the furniture, all the utensils, all everything about the tabernacle.
从二十五章开始，那就讲到圣殿里面所有的事物和器具。
To be acceptable to God for us, everything must be done according to the time.
为什么要在神的眼中是可容悦的，都要照着所启示出来的样式来做。
And so we see here that the standard for acceptance is none other than Christ Himself.
所以我们可以看见神的那个标准，他的样式，除了基督以外没有别的。
Everything must conform to Him.
每一件事都必须磨成他的样子。
Any less than himself, God will not accept.
若是少于他自己，神就没有办法。
And so at the end of the book of Exodus,
所以在出埃及记的结束
，And when everything was finished, all the work was finished, all the work was finished.
当所有的工作都完成的时候
，And you must look and examine each piece of the furniture, everything in detail and examine thoroughly.
我们看见摩西在那里。非常仔细的去检查所造的每一件事。
Make sure it is according to what God revealed to him on the mountain.
要确定每一件事物都是照着神在山上所启示他的样子。
There's no deviation.
没有一点的偏差。
It must be exactly the way Moses saw it on the mountain.
每一件事都必须是照着摩西在山上所见到的那个确定的样子。
And thank God that Moses examined each piece of furniture.He is now in perfectly having that pattern we saw on the mountain.
感谢神，摩西去检查的时候发现，每一个器具、每一件事物都是照着他在山上所见的样子所做的。
And after Moses put them all together,
当摩西把他们都放在一起的时候
，and he sprinkled them,
他就撒上去
，and he sprinkled oil,
他就撒上去
，it cleansed,
他们就成了洁净
，and the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的进来，
以后是会第一次，
那个高油乃是预表的圣灵。
Okay, the Holy Spirit cannot come to us unless there's something correspond to Christ.
若是我们里面没有是照着基督的样子，圣灵就不能降下。
And so everything was put in place.
所以当每一件事都放在该放的位置上
，Glory filled that cabinet.
神的荣耀就充满那个会幕。
Now how do you know that was acceptable to God?
我们怎么知道他在神的眼中是可悦纳的
？The glory of God was there.
神的荣耀在那。
So when there's true acceptability before God, you see God's glory.
所以说，在有真实被神悦纳的光景，我们定然看见神的荣耀。
So what is acceptable to God reflects what God longs for?
因为那一个神所悦纳的。乃是反映出神心中所渴望的。
So at the time was your reference.
所以当你起来
，and God's presence came down and filled that place.
神的同在就降下来，充满了你。
And we were told the priest would have to continue into the temple, into the presence of the minister.
圣经告诉我们说，甚至连这祭司们都不能进到会幕里面去。
God is not truly satisfied. There's no more work to be done.
因为当神真实满足的时候，就不再有工作需 那么我们人不需要做工。
And from that is what God is looking at.
现在弟兄怎么样来是神所寻找？
Whether it is spiritual help,
无论是灵工
or spiritual fishing,
或者是属灵的祭超
or sacrifice that we offer,
或者我们所献上的祭物
they must be all through Christ.
都必须要借着耶稣基督。
They must be Christ.
它必须是基督
and God will fulfill that place.
那么神的荣耀就要充满每个地方。那还不是结束。
So it's not that resistance, which is the reason to talk about the business.
好吧，我们再一同看第五节。
Now the temple was all in place now. The tabernacle is now in proper space, properly fixed here.
现在我们看见会幕已经合适的支撑起来。
And God comes in and took his residence in that tabernacle. 神也来到这里，他就住在那会幕中。 Now we heard this one always say, God's heart to support our mission.
今天早晨我们听见我们的弟兄就说，神的心意呢是要住在这里。
And when everything was properly finished together according to the heavenly pattern, God comes in and
pick
up his residence.
So when
God is the one who 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 is the
Now
we find God is with his people now.
现在我们看见神与他的子民们同在。
He's now dwelling in them.
他现在住在他们的中间。
And now God speaks.
现在神向他们说话。
Okay, not from heaven, not from Mount Sinai, but right in their midst.
不是在天上，也不是在西奈山上，也不在他们中间。
Now once this is a blessed place, blessed thing to be now when God can speak to us in our midst.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是神能在我们中间说话，这是何等有福的一件事情！所以
that is a rich place.
那是一个极大的祝福。
Okay, Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1.
立位记第一章第一节。
Now the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle of the meeting.
耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西，对他说。
Now, he is not speaking from a distance, he is speaking right in the midst of his people.
他不是从远处来说话，现在乃是在他自己百姓的中间来说话。
He can speak to the children of Israel and say to them with anyone but you bring an offering to the Lord. It shall be, you shall bring the offering of the flood, of the livestock, of the herd, and of the Lord.
你小于以色列人说：“你们中间若有人献公物给耶和华，要从牛群、羊群中献牲畜为公物。”
Now we find the people now that are acceptable to him.
现在我们看见有一般的子民在神的眼中是可蒙悦纳。
It's when we are fully acceptable to him, then we can also sacrifice the acceptable to him.
当我们在他的眼中是完全可蒙悦纳，我们才能建一个动物在他眼中是可悦纳。
So here we see the man he offers is more important than the thing of the offering he offers.
所以我们在这里看见，那个奉献的人比他所要献上的祭物还要更重要。
Now I have to confess,
我必须要承认
，because when I was reading these two books. Leviticus and Book of Numbers.
当我在读《利未记》和《民数记》这两卷的时候，
I have to confess, I have to readjust my understanding of these two books.
我必须要承认的，我要来调整我对这两卷书以往的那个领会。
Because God is not in this case.
因为现在神已经在他自己子民的中间，
and he's calling them to offer sacrifices that will be acceptable to us.
他呼召他们到他面前来献上可悦纳的祭物。
Okay, what could be more beautiful than that?
还有什么事情是更美的呢？
But when you read through these two books,
但是当我们读这两卷书，
there are many chapters
有许多的章节，
devoting to cleansing and purification and all those things.
在那里花了很多的篇幅讲到去洁净，并且把它洗净这些事情。
What we can do, what we cannot do.
哪些可行的，哪些是不能行的。
So when I read those two chapters, you know, we already found ourselves in that perfect place in relationship to God Himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这里有一个功课。
We can never be more acceptable than we are already accepted or acceptable as God is.
我们永远不可能比我们主耶稣在神的面前是更蒙悦纳。We
can never be more acceptable to God than the acceptable man that ours in Christ Jesus.
那我再说一遍。 我们不可能，除非我们是在我们主耶稣基督里面，我们就不可能在神的眼中是可能的。We
can never be more acceptable to God than the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
或许我再用另外一个方式说，我们不可能比我们主耶稣基督在神的眼中是更不悦的。Okay,
but we have the option. To be much less than probably ought to be.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们要说，我们有一个选择，就是我们可能会选择比神所悦纳要低。That's
all.
那就是我们的问题。
There's no surpass in acceptability of God in Christ. No. There's no surpass in acceptability of Christ.
我们 不可能超越主耶稣基督那可能约的。We
all have the option to become less than what we ought to be in this life.
但是我们都有一个可能的，就是我们降低了那个可能约的要求。And
we all have the tendency.
我们都有那个倾向。
Because we are living in an acceptable world.
因为我们是住在一个我们所喜悦的世界。
An acceptable world.
神所不能悦纳的世界，我们很容易照着世界的方式，我们很容易污染我们，我们很容易从我们所应该在的那个光景中跌下来。And
so the chapters devoted to cleansing and purification and all these things is simply to maintain the keeper. Maintain that in that state of acceptability before Him.
所以在那洗净和洁净的那些过程，乃是唯一使我们能够在神的面前可悦纳。So
what we need is cleansing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要这些的洁净。
We need purification.
我们需要他的洁净。
We need to live a separate life.
我们需要过一个分别的生活。
because that is the way we can be kept from being polluted.
弟兄姊妹们，这才是我们能够避免被污染的方式。
Because our being acceptable to him is so precious in his sight.
因为我们在他的眼中能够蒙悦纳，是何等的宝贵。
Because if we lose that, it's also his loss.
若是我们失落了那个，这也是神的损失。
So God wants to preserve that for him. He wants to preserve that for him. Therefore, he's doing all those things to, for us to maintain and that state of acceptability.
所以神要保守那一个，所以他把这些事物赐给我们，好叫我们维持那个稳定。
So we become one to do.
所以我们可以来到一个结论。
Our being acceptable to him is more important to him than to us.
我们对他而言是可悦的，对神是更重要的，比对我们而言。
That's why he goes to all the details to keep us and to make us always acceptable in his eyes.
这是为什么他把这些赐给我们，好叫我们能保守，一直在他的眼中是可悦的。
Now our stretch a little bit that we all need to grow in.
这我只是仅仅提到一点，我们在主面前成长所需要。
Now, especially in the book of Numbers,
特别在民数记
，is a journey from the wilderness into the promised land.
乃是他们从旷野进入应许地的那个过程。
They move from station to station.
他们一站一站的往前走。
Progressively, they move toward the promised land.
逐渐的，他们向着应许地而行。
Along the line, along the way, the Lord's hand was heavy on them on many occasions.
但是一路上，神的手在许多地方，在他们身上相当的重。
To expose their flesh,
将他们的肉体显明出来。
But if the flesh is not exposed, there is no true deliverance.
如果肉体不被显明出来，就不会有真正的救。
So when our flesh is being exposed, it's not for him to redeem us, it's for him to deliver us from it.
所以当我们的肉体被显明出来的时候，不是让他来定我们的罪，乃是要来拯救我们。
So that we can maintain that state of stability before him.
所以我们能够在他面前维持那个稳定的生活。
And so we have all the dealings of God along the way, from good up to all along the way.
所以我们看一路上都有神在他们身上的对付。
Now that we can take that and apply on ourselves.
这些我们也可以把它运用在自己我们的身上。
Now the journey is for our growth.
这一个一路的行程是为了我们的成长
，is for making us more acceptable to him along the way，
使我们一路上能够在他眼中更蒙悦纳。
Now, therefore, dealing with this，
所以神的对付呢是必要的。
So why all the dealings？
为什么要有这些对付呢
？Okay, why do all the breakdowns？
为什么要有这些的破碎
？And why all the endings？
为什么要有这些倒空呢？
也是为了那一种功夫。
乃是为了基督预备更多的安全。
So the more Christ in us dies, then there will be a greater measure of stability to him.
所以，这是基督在我们里面增加了。那么，对神而言，我们就有更多的稳定和更多的蒙悦了。
And so now we know why all the things.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们现在看见为什么要有这些对付。
So growth is not for us, the growth is for to be denied.
所以成长不仅是为我们，并且是为了他的关系。
Now, first, I just want to draw your attention to one chapter that's very meaningful to me recently.
好，我要再请大家注意，最近有一段的经文。
Now, if you compare the Moses that finished. setting down the tabernacle, very anointingly and consecrated in all its furnishings and in all goods, in all utensils. So he anointed them and consecrated them.
摩西立王的帐幕，就把帐幕用高木使它神圣，又把其中的器具和坛。